يقولون سلام سلام ولا هنا سلام.
You're listening to Middle East Analysis, a podcast series from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. Hello, and welcome to a special Middle East Analysis with myself, James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and Dr. Harry Hagopian, an international lawyer and consultant to the Bishops' Conference on the Middle East, and I should say, former Assistant General Secretary of the Middle East Council of Churches. Harry, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, James. It's a pleasure to be back here. This room is becoming quite familiar to me.
Well, this is a two-part podcast today. First part, we are actually going to look at the Patriarch-elect of the Maronite Church that's been announced, and that's Monsignor Bishara Al-Rai.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Monsignor Al-Rai is a person you know very well, Harry.
Yes, I was actually delighted in the past when we've spoken about Lebanon. We've also spoken about Cardinal Mar Nasrallah's Fair, who was the Maronite Patriarch since 1986 for well over 25 years. And the elections were held for a new Patriarch when Cardinal Sfer submitted his resignation to the Holy Father. And I was delighted to hear or to learn on the 15th of March that Monsignor Bishara Al-Rai, who is the bishop of the Jbeil Diocese of Beirut in Lebanon, was elected as the new 77th Patriarch of the Maronite Church. So it was a personal pleasure, but also, I think, a good choice for the Church.
Well, not only is that precision personified there, that puts my pronunciation to shame. So, Harry, something of a sharp lawyer and good communicator.
He is. I mean, I was, since I got to know him a little bit and have had meetings with him over my many travels to Lebanon, I've come to appreciate more and more the new patriarch-elect. He is, as you said, a legal scholar. He's a canon lawyer. He is head of the ecclesiastical courts in Lebanon. But he's also a wonderful communicator, and he also presides over the Communication Commission of the Maronite Church, and as such, a very hard-working, forward-looking man, a young 71-year-old man, who I think will fit in very well at this critical juncture in the whole Middle East, North Africa region, but also given the challenges that Christians and Lebanese as a whole are facing in that tiny but lovely country. So in a sense, I'm very glad that he's been elected. It was an election, I understand, by unanimity. And I think that he will maintain to a large degree the constancy that was provided by his predecessor, but also bring forth his own personality, which is also open personality, open to interfaith dialogue, but very Christian-centered, very much into supporting human rights and freedoms that we would accept as being fundamental rights. So in a sense, a good moment for the Maronite Church in Lebanon, for the Catholics of Lebanon, but also for the Christians of the whole region. The Patriarchal See of Lebanon, as you might know, James, still has a lot of political weight, and therefore the man at the top also carries with him that weight, which is a great responsibility.
Well, I think now's a good time, Harry, for us to stop a sec and listen to the words of Bishop Declan Lang. Bishop Declan Lang is the Bishop of Clifton and also the chair of the Bishops' Conference International Affairs Department. These are his words of welcome for the new Patriarch-elect.
I'm delighted to hear that Monsignor Al-Rai has been elected Patriarch of the Maronite Church worldwide. I recall with pleasure and gratitude the long conversations we had in Beirut last year, where I enjoyed the customary Lebanese hospitality, and I now look forward to consolidating the growing relationship between the Maronite Church, and with the Patriarch in particular, and the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. I look forward to our next meeting, either here in England or in Beirut. Meanwhile, I'd like to assure the Patriarch of our prayers and best wishes.
That's Bishop Declan Lang there, Chair of the Bishops' Conference International Affairs Department. Okay, Harry, tell us, in context, what sort of challenges the new patriarch will face?
Well, the new patriarch, basically, who will be enthroned on the 25th of March, which incidentally is the day of the Feast of Our Lady of Annunciation, and the enthronement will take place formally in the afternoon, I believe at 5 p.m. at the Patriarchal See in Ibkirke, and after that he will officially assume his role as patriarch. I mean, one of the greatest challenges facing him is the fact that the numbers of Christians across the whole Middle East, indigenous Christians of the Middle East, is dwindling. And whilst the Catholic community remains a very substantial community within Lebanon and probably the largest Catholic church across the region, it is also dropping in numbers. So in a sense, the new patriarch will have to deal with the challenges of those numbers that are dropping. He will have to deal with the political challenges that also impact Lebanon. At the moment, some of your listeners might know that Lebanon is in a state of limbo, where they are trying to put a new government together, where the Special Tribunal for Lebanon is going to come out with its indictments regarding the assassination of the former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq el-Hariri. So there is a lot of tension. And the patriarch, as a man of spirituality but of political weight, will have to navigate through those shoals both politically and religiously. And in that sense, I believe that the patriarch-elect, whose official title, James, if you would like it, because Oriental and Eastern titles are far more impressive than the ones we have here in the West, his official title would be Patriarch of Antioch and of all the East. And therefore, he will have his hands full trying to deal with all those challenges. So I'm sure that from me, from you, and from a lot of people here, certainly of Lebanese background, I wish the patriarch-elect all the success. May the Holy Spirit guide him. And as we say in Arabic, Mabruk u Alf Mabruk Sayyidna.